Unit 8. Exercise 1. Page 18. It is a sad fact in this day and age that 16% of adults in the UK are illiterate, and 1 in 5 struggle to read and write. Even worse is the fact that despite years of improvements in the education system, literacy rates are still falling. Imagine leaving school and not being able to read a book, a magazine, or even a list of ingredients on a packet of crisps. Being able to read and write is so important in our society. Anyone applying for a job has to fill out an application form, and most forms of transaction require at least a signature. Being able to read and write is the difference between being able to get a job and being unemployed. And even those without jobs will have to fill in forms to receive benefits from the government. Obviously, it is the poor who suffer most, and unfortunately, they are the least likely to seek help. In most cases, it is because they are embarrassed at their inability to do something as an adult that even 5-year-olds can do relatively easily. That's why we need to fight illiteracy. The first thing that needs to be done is a campaign by the government to raise awareness about the issue. If the government does this sensitively, then those in need will realize that they are not alone and will seek help. Secondly, evening courses and holiday sessions could be run by qualified teachers in schools and colleges around the country. It is vital for our future generations that this situation does not carry on. There must be more involvement at home in creating a love of reading in children. Parents must spend time reading to their children and listening to them read. A country's future is based on the education of its citizens. Reading and writing are the foundations of that education. Luckily, there are charities and trusts that are working hard to encourage a love of reading for people of all ages. As William Nicholson wrote, "We read to know we're not alone." And in the fight against illiteracy, no one is alone.